This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. External Affairs Ministry said the sourcing of India's defence requirements is determined solely by countries' national security imperatives and strategic assessments. Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this while briefing media in New Delhi in reply to a query on defence procurements. On energy sourcing, the spokesperson asserted that New Delhi is guided by what is on offer in the markets and by the prevailing global circumstances.
On our energy sourcing requirements, you are aware of our broad approach that we look at what is there available in the markets, what is there on offer, and also what is the prevailing global situation or circumstances.
Responding to a query on India-Russia ties, a spokesperson said bilateral relationships with various countries stand on their own merit and should not be seen from the prism of a third country. He stressed that India and Russia have a steady and time-tested partnership. Mr. Jaiswal emphasized that India and the US share a comprehensive global strategic partnership anchored in shared interests, democratic values and robust people-to-people ties. Both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned for the day following opposition uproar over various issues. The Rajya Sabha was first adjourned till 12 noon and then finally for the day. When the Rajya Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members again started sloganeering over various issues including discussions on special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the House for the day. Amid the noisy scene, Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav replied to a question related to implementation of Digital Personal Data Protection DPDP Act 2023. The proceedings in the Lok Sabha were also disrupted due to the opposition uproar over various issues. When the House reassembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m, members of the opposition parties started sloganeering seeking discussion on SIR in Bihar. As the pandemonium continued, the House was adjourned for the day. The government has emphasized that the discussion to cease military action took place directly between India and Pakistan during the Operation Sindoor. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, said the discussion was held between armed forces of India and Pakistan through the existing channel of communication. He stressed that the request for ceasefire was initiated by the Pakistani side. On the query of third-party mediation, the minister said, India has made it clear to all the nations, including the US president, that any outstanding issues with Pakistan will be discussed only bilaterally. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi, today to lay the foundation stone and inaugurate the development projects worth around 2,200 crore rupees. On this occasion, Prime Minister Modi will also address a public gathering. In a landmark step for farmer welfare, the Prime Minister will release the 20th installment of PM Kisan from Varanasi with over 20,500 crore rupees to be transferred directly to the bank accounts of more than 9.7 crore farmers across the country. This will push the total disbursement under the scheme beyond 3.90 lakh crore rupees. In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter broke out between terrorists and security forces in the Akhal Devsar area of South Kashmir's Kulgam district late in the evening yesterday. Police sources said the joint operation was launched by the Army, J&K Police and CRPF based on specific information about the presence of terrorists in the area. A senior police official confirmed that contact was established between the security forces and the terrorists. However, due to darkness, the ongoing operation has been temporarily suspended. Hindi movie 12th Fail has won the Best Film Award in the 71st National Film Awards. Announcing the awards in New Delhi, chairman of jury feature film Ashutosh Gawarikar said, Shah Rukh Khan and Vikrant Messi have won the National Film Awards in Best Actor category for Jawan and 12th Fail, respectively. He said Rani Mukherjee has been given Best Actress Award for her performance in the film Mrs. Chatterjee vs. Norway. The Marathi film Nalto was honored with the Best Children's Film Award for the year 2023. And that is the end of this news bulletin.